Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of SYD Life. Today, we are going to be talking about feeling anxious about not being where we thought we would be in life. So it's going to be a good episode. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the coldest place on earth.
Sydney.
Oh my gosh.
Sydney is...
I'm having a bit of an identity crisis because I love winter. Like, for my whole life, it's been my favorite season.
Really?
And I cannot handle it this time.
Really?
I've been...
Wait, do you think it's colder than usual?
It's colder than usual.
Yeah, wow.
I don't know what it is about any... Like, I've just been so cold.
Yeah. I mean, Sydney is notorious though.
Yeah.
Because
our
think whoever... I was about to say, whoever settled here, I think we know who settled here. Whoever built Sydney...
They didn't build it for the cold.
...back in the 50s, 60s, what have you.
Yeah.
Built... I don't know when they built it for, because it's not built for summer either.
It's not...
I die in summer.
Yeah.
I die in winter.
Literally, like, what do you want from me?
I pop off in summer. No, I don't.
No.
Maybe spring?
Yeah, I think they built it for like the in-between
seasons.
It's built
for spring and autumn.
Yesterday, our electricity went out. And so I didn't have a heater. It was like a planned outage.
Oh,
so literally,
can they not?
I got a cup of tea. I sat down in front of the heater and like 30 seconds later
Did
it went off.
Did you have to like, oh, okay.
We didn't even have hot water.
You're gonna have to, like, boil your tea on the stove.
We have an electric stove.
Yeah, wow.
So we didn't have hot water because that's electricity. We didn't have stove. We didn't have any heating. And I know that this
phone battery was low.
Yeah. And my phone didn't charge. So I was literally just... Yep. Lucy and I came
Cut
into
off.
Work. And I was like...
You could have started like churning butter or...
I know. But the fridge
something.
Was off.
Yeah.
So...
You don't need a fridge to churn butter. Oh. I'm just talking like super like farm style things. You know?
Sure. I did start crocheting again.
Yeah. Oh, pop off.
But what I was going to talk to you about today is that...
Talk to me.
The millennials and the Gen Zs are back in a war.
Yes.
And this seems to happen every single day.
Who started this one?
I don't know. Well, okay. What I... The thing is that, like, it's cancel Eminem.
Okay. Can I just say...
Is he some shady guy?
Yeah, same person.
Yeah.
He's not a millennial. He's like 50.
Yeah, okay. Because he doesn't like Gen Z. So I think he started it. He released back in like 2020, all the
X or a boomer.
Really? That makes sense. Yeah.
God, I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
He's like 20 years older than me.
Yeah, he is quite old. I don't know.
He was big in like 2000 before you were born.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, he's got beef.
Gen Z. So then all the Gen Z were like, oh, his lyrics are horrible. Like, let's cancel him. Sure. And then the millennials were like, this is our guy. Like, this is our hero. You guys need to shut up.
Is he?
Apparently.
Y'all can have him.
Yeah. And then, but then what happened was this girl like wrote like an Eminem style rap on TikTok being like, literally like, be quiet. He was everything before you were even alive. Like, you don't have the authority to cancel him. And then everyone's now making fun of her.
Wow.
And being like a wee back in like 2019. It was like, it's like we've reverted to like 2019 TikTok days of like just really cringy. Mm-hmm. So like, as someone who is a millennial, I'm talking to you. What side are you on?
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm in a conundrum because I'm not on socials right now.
Yeah.
So this was actually news to me.
Yeah.
And I listened to his album and I was like, wow, he's really...
He's gone there.
He's here to start beef.
Yeah.
He's here to start beef.
The thing that has like made me kind of sad is because one of his lyrics is like, are you going to cancel me something, something Gen Z or something? And I'm like, it's kind of sad that like... That's what Gen Z's known for. Like, we're known for cancel culture.
Yeah, what are you going to do about that?
That just makes me quite sad.
I'm like, if you picked a singer I actually cared about, maybe I would fight a bit harder.
Yeah.
But I'm not here as an Eminem star.
Yeah, as like a stan.
No.
You're not an Eminem
stan. I don't know an Eminem fan. Definitely not a stan.
Someone I went to school with was obsessed.
Yeah?
Yeah. But that's like, that was my only exposure to him.
Like, he's got some classics.
Yeah, what are they? Okay, this is going to be horrible.
Arms, wheat, legs, spaghetti.
Oh, that one. Mom, spaghetti, that one?
Yes.
Wait, what's the one that's like, Oh my gosh.
No. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's like not
hum it to me.
I can't think of the melody, but it's just like one that's like famous.
Girl, that's I think
I'm thinking of Slim Shady.
Sure.
How does rap go for that?
I don't know.
Wait, does he have I know he is Slim Shady, but does he have a song called Slim Shady?
Yeah, I think so.
But and like Slim Shady is his alter ego vibe.
Yeah, I don't know why every rapper needs an alter ego, but I think Nicki Minaj has four.
Really?
I think that's like a disorder at that point. Yeah. She's got like
gosh, I wish I was a rapper.
Really?
Well, there's still time.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm dreaming about being in the future.
Mm. I could really see that for you.
I am good. Now I'm going to become a rapper and we're going to come
maybe
back here.
Maybe Triple J can launch your rapping career.
Maybe. I actually plan on it. But yeah, anyway, I love thinking about the possible careers I'm going to have.
Yeah,
and we're going to kind of be talking about that shortly.
Okay.
So get ready.
Go.
Great.
Great. So we're going to segue here. Segue hard. So today we want to be talking about like, hey, we're anxious about where we're at in life.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to find ourselves in a place where we're going, oh, I thought I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Or I thought I'd be further along than I am right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So real.
It's so real.
It's so real.
And something, I mean, if you're listening to the podcast, you're listening to two younger people.
Yes.
But the funny thing is what I found is this is actually a pervasive feeling for every generation.
For everyone.
Mm-hmm. Because at its core, and we'll go into this more, is comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And that really happens at any age.
At any age, yeah.
It
totally
creeps in, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. Big time.
So, yeah, like, what are your initial thoughts on
Yeah, my initial you? Thoughts is, like, I get, like, I totally get this.
Yeah.
Like, I feel it constantly. Yeah. Like, for example, a lot of people I'm friends with are kind of in like totally different phases of life for me.
Yep.
So like one of my closest friends is like 27 and I'm 21 and so she's lived a lot more life than I have.
Six more years.
You can make some progress in those 6 years.
Absolutely.
But just like, so she moved countries. I'd actually just came back. Becca's back, guys.
Ooh.
She moved countries. One of my other friends is like doing an exchange.
Yeah.
Like my sister has like a full-time job, finished uni. And so people that I'm super close to kind of, it was like everyone kind of moved on.
So you have that left behind.
Feeling. That left behind feeling of like, oh.
Everyone's progressing.
Oh, I'm just like doing the same thing every day still. And so I was very like, like had a bit of an identity crisis and was like, I need to like, oh, like I need to leave and I need to do everything, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But then it was like, I felt so called and this year has worked out so well to like, for me to stay here.
To settle,
But yeah, that like that disappointing feeling of like feeling left behind is something that I totally get. And I think it's something that we want to talk about is like perspective.
Yeah.
It's like, well, actually,
like
I'm doing uni still here.
Yeah.
Like I'm not finished with that yet and I want to finish my degree. Like I have a great job here that I really enjoy. Yeah. I have great friends around me still, even though it was like a time where like I didn't have any friends, but they're back now. It's fine.
They're back.
They're back.
Also.
Yeah. Also Tyler. Tyler kept me company for a long time.
Ride or die.
Literally. But yeah, that perspective of like people, even your own age will be in totally different phases of life and just kind of like coming to terms with that, being okay with that. And almost like embracing that, that like, this is the phase of life I'm in, which sometimes it kind of can be like, oh, like I wish I was traveling Europe
right
now.
I wish I was not. Absolutely.
But I'm not. And that's fine. And like that time will come.
Yeah.
So that's like initially when like this topic came up, I was like, totally.
Yeah. And it's, and like I was saying, I think everyone, if you're not struggling with this now, you will struggle with this.
Yeah.
Because life's long.
Yes.
And also, like, I think, you know, I've got even more years on you. Mm. And I remember back to when I just graduated high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in hindsight, you realize there's certain, like, periods in your life where you're more vulnerable than others.
Totally.
And especially, I think leaving high school is a big one.
Yes.
And I think the vulnerable points are like when you've either just finished something mm-hmm. and you see everyone around you going on to new things.
Yes, totally.
And that's where it's like, oh God, am I being left behind?
Yeah.
That comparison kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other thing is you're like in the middle of some long season.
Yes.
And it's like, you've lost that perspective
yeah.
on that there's going to be longer seasons in life.
Yeah.
And the goal of that season is to walk through it.
Yes. Totally.
Because if I bow out of it
yeah.
halfway through, I will actually never see the fruit of this season.
Yeah, it's true.
And that's like, that's life. And that's what maturing looks like as well.
Yeah.
Like if I bow out of a uni degree, what am I going to have?
Yeah,
a bunch of debt.
Yeah. Yeah.
With nothing to show for it.
Yeah, totally.
And I remember during my degree, like those times where I'm like, oh, why am I doing this? Like I'd just come out of a gap year. I had so much fun.
Yeah.
I traveled in Japan for 6 months. And I was like,
really?
And absolutely. I will talk about
anything
it.
To talk about Japan absolutely. With Tyler.
Yeah. So I think, really talking about part of that perspective is going, okay, am I actually just in a vulnerable place right now?
Yeah, totally.
Where I'm really letting comparison get to me.
Yeah. I always find it in like my uni break.
Yeah.
Which is where I am now.
Yeah.
I'm like not surrounded by all my uni friends who are also like, oh, like, what are uni? Well, and so in my uni break and in like the big one over the summer as well, where it's just like, what on earth am I doing with my time and my life? Like,
and it's also the like, this is the beauty of routine, right?
Mm, yeah.
Routine is such a blessing.
Yeah.
Like I don't think oh my God.
I know.
I love a good routine.
Yeah.
Like, I just had my back recently. My routine was like out the window.
Yeah.
And I was like, who am I? I was like, where am I?
It's like, Tyler's in the depths.
Oh, I was like not depressed, but no, I was
just going through it.
I was going, like, I couldn't work out anymore. Like, yeah. I was just all over the place.
Yeah.
But having routine really helps.
Yeah.
And it gives us purpose and meaning.
Totally.
And structure.
Totally.
So.
Yeah. I even like.
Yeah.
When I was like writing notes, this, I was thinking about like what I thought I would be doing when I was like 10, like 10 years old, what I thought I'd be doing when I was 21.
Now, yeah.
And I was like, I probably thought that I would be like married to Justin Bieber or something like,
yeah, wow.
Like that would have felt so possible to me.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter that he's
like 30 or
way whatever. Older than you.
I had no concept of that when I was 10.
That's totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. How old is Justin?
He's older than me. I think he's would like he 32.
Yeah.
33, 32.
Illy Justin. Yeah, I really love him.
He's doing well. Good on him.
Yeah, he's doing pregnant.
So, yeah, sorry. Perspective.
Perspective, and then, yes.
Yes, yeah, so it's either a vulnerable time
mm-hmm.
or you're in the middle of a long season.
Yeah, it's actually
and you're
a really good
starting
point.
To lose, like,
sight of where you're
the
going.
Good things in that season.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think this is where I see people who have been married for a few years
mm-hmm.
or they've been at the same job for a few years mm-hmm. and it starts to get that like life feels like a holding pattern.
Yeah.
It's like I wake up, I go to work, I go home, help put the kids down.
Yeah.
Barely see my spouse.
Yeah.
And
do it again and again.
Don't have much time to hang out with the boy. You know, like.
Yeah.
And I think that's where you see people start to make really dumb decisions.
Yeah.
And they like blow up their life because
like discontentment.
Discontentment gets in.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like on a bit more of a sobering note, like this is where people can really wreck their life.
Yeah.
Because they start to look for that excitement again.
Yes.
Because they're like, the life I'm living is so mundane.
Yeah, it's true.
But they've lost perspective on all their like beautiful things.
Yeah.
They got a family around them.
They've yeah.
Like a loving spouse, got a
great
consistent
job, yeah.
job. Like the thing that you're sick of is someone else's dream.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
which,
it's true.
Which again is that perspective thing.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
there's things I have now that when I was a teenager, I would have said that's it.
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
To be married, to
yeah.
be working in church, like
yeah.
a great wife,
yeah.
kid, like. And,
totally.
And so it's like, it's important for me to like settle myself in that perspective
yeah.
and go, oh, how can I be complacent about this? This is,
yeah.
this is everything I ever dreamed and prayed for. Like,
yeah.
This is awesome.
You're slaying.
Sure.
Don't forget. Don't forget. No, totally.
Yeah.
And I think like, it's almost like the expectations versus reality kind of comes into it a bit where, like, I love to, like, have her, like, crazy dreams about the future. I'm like, I'm going to...
Which is good.
Which is so good.
Yes.
Yeah. But I find when I'm, like, in a season where I'm just, like, consuming so much, like, entertainment, like, reading lots of books or watching movies or social media or whatever, I become so, like... I need to romanticize my life and I need to have something more interesting happening and I need whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so like that stuff isn't real. Like the movie characters aren't real, Charlotte. Like it's like one of those things where it's like, yeah, they look perfect on Instagram because it's a highlight reel.
Or they're, very conflated.
Yeah.
Like the vloggers we watch, like that's a portion of their life.
Yeah.
And it's their job to make it look.
Look exciting really and interesting. Good. Yeah. Yes. Like all that stuff, which we hear constantly.
Yeah.
But it's so real. And I think because we hear it constantly, we like, it's just like normal.
Yeah.
But it's so, like, it's so true that we, that it's like, it's not real.
No.
Like even the people that we think are real people aren't, like, it's still just the best moments.
Yeah. And it, I think it's good to romanticize like, the everyday things.
Yeah.
Like something I always say is consistency is so sexy.
Nice.
Like when you're talking about like who to look for in a partner. Or
right.
And people often think like they're passionate or they're exciting or like they've got these like edge to them.
Sure.
But actually like when you're looking for someone, you want someone who like you know is going to turn up.
Yeah, totally.
You know is there for you.
Yeah.
Like even emotionally, they're consistent. They're not, you're not walking on eggshells around them one day. Are they going to be angry? Are they going to be kind? It's like that consistency is actually like the sexiest thing you can find in someone. Maybe we should do a dating podcast. We should. I'll bring my wife in.
Yes, please.
But we take that for granted.
Totally.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
As we do with so many things in life.
Yeah.
The consistency of having a job. The consistency of having just friends around, like if we're on a 24/7 Kentucky tour in Greece, there's things you actually sacrifice to live that dream life.
Yeah.
Because you leave these things at home.
Yeah, it's actually so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Greece is warm though.
Greece is. Yeah.
It's warm.
It's so warm.
It's actually, I've never been to Greece actually. Greece, I don't know.
Does Greece have winter? Yeah, they must.
I mean, like everywhere has winter.
It's probably really dumb. No, they don't actually.
I guess the closer you are to the equator.
You either have wet or dry season.
Yeah. It's like that in the Philippines.
Ooh, yeah. Monsoon season. So, perspective.
Yes.
My other thought, and I guess we have definitely touched on this, but finding contentment in the season you're in.
Yeah, totally.
Which, I don't know. Like, what does that look like for you and where you're at?
The thing that I do... I like feel like I always talk about that I'm an Enneagram 4.
Which is
like the individualist but very like kind of like creative and like will romanticize everything. So it's like a personality test that us Christians love.
It's not Christian, but
we love it. But so something that like I learned because things can just feel very boring for me unless it's like I love fresh, new, exciting things.
Yep.
But what, I don't know what this guy is called, but I heard like in a podcast about it is like finding the, like what you were saying, the like interesting things in the mundane. Yeah. So like, for example, like if you like coffee, it's like, you're not just having coffee. Like those beans were grown somewhere interesting and they were like planted in soil.
Oh, sure.
Just all stuff like that. And now like I'm drinking it and it's like, come on, such a journey.
Yeah.
And so like for me, like I try and just like stop and like reflect on like those little things to like keep life kind of exciting in the like in the more mundane kind of things.
Does that help for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, like that's the thing that is like. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is interesting because obviously that's such a personality thing.
Yeah.
For other people who are more like experience wired.
Yes.
Other people like me.
Yeah.
Are more challenge wired.
Yes.
Like, I need something to challenge me.
Yeah, totally.
If it doesn't challenge me, that's when I get bored.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Or if I feel like I've mastered something, then I'm like, all right, on to the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But, and like, yeah, almost like coming back to routine.
Yeah.
Just like knowing the beauty and in the consistency of that. Mm-hmm. And being like, mm-hmm. so like I love when I have like a nice like morning routine because it's like,
oh,
it's a new day. It's new a new day. Dawn.
New me.
My morning routine at the moment has been just like opening my blind and staring at the sky because it's too cold to go outside. Wow. Just like, I just need to see sunlight.
My morning routine is, oh, wow, my daughter slept through the night. It's like this moment of disbelief.
You're like, whoa.
We made it.
Oh, I love
she
it.
Did. I just need people to know this.
Yeah.
She was awake 12 a.m. till 6 a.m. the other night. That is 6 hours. Like, it was a long 6 hours.
That's like a whole school day.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. Like, wouldn't... I don't really understand that because, like, are they not tired?
You would think.
Like, how do they manage to stay awake?
They find this inner strength.
Yeah.
And then they just are absolutely feral the next day.
Yeah.
Or next few days.
Yeah.
Contentment, making things mundane interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of how I...
Yep.
And, like... just actively trying not to compare myself to people is like what I do as well. Because like, for example, I constantly am comparing myself to my sister because like growing up, people always compared us.
Yeah.
And so it was always just like, then again, we're still like, she's finished uni. She's got like a great job. So it's like still like just those different phases of life are so important. Like that's kind of what I'm constantly thinking about. Yeah. And even just like, the degree I'm doing is like a harder industry to break into than what my sister did.
Sure.
And so it's just like all those little things where it's like our lives, my life is different to people's to people's lives because if you just think that if you have if I had an expectation that like I'll get into a grad program straight away and blah 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 blah, like I'll hope for that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Which is like I think there's such freedom in learning to run your own race.
Mm-hmm, totally.
And it's like you said, it's holding in two hands. Like, of course, you're going to believe and hope and work towards the best.
Yeah.
And the dream.
Absolutely.
But then learning how to, because really at the crux of what we're talking about, it's learning how to live with disappointment.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Because it's a disappointment that I didn't get that, or I'm not doing what that person's doing, or I'm not where I thought I would be.
Yeah.
So it's learning how to live with disappointment and not let it spiral you.
Yes.
Or not let it put you in like a permanent slump.
Yes.
Obviously, it's okay to have an off day.
Absolutely.
Like, have an off day.
It's yeah.
I'm not saying you have to be like perky 180 all the time.
Please don't.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, finding contentment and I think a big key to contentment is that gratefulness and thankfulness.
Yeah, totally.
Because if we don't have gratitude in what we do have, we will always resent what we don't have.
Yeah, totally.
And I think that's just human nature.
Yeah.
And like even this morning I woke up and I was just like, I just chose to be so thankful for my family.
Yeah, right.
And like immediately like fresh love just like filled my heart. Yeah. You know, like, it's that fresh grace.
Yes, totally.
And I think for people who are like at their wit's end, maybe with their job or their degree. like try and find like a fresh gratitude
That's a really good point.
Like, I thank God for this thing that I'm going through. And
then that means that like
you
can like look over what you're going through almost. Like it means that you can think bigger.
Yeah, and it can give you grace to keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
Because some degrees are really long.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I need a fresh grace to keep going.
Yeah.
And to keep doing the second and the third and the fourth year and keep doing that essay that's putting me in the crowd.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I start uni back in 2 weeks.
Keep getting every citation known to man on there.
Gosh.
You got it.
It'll be fine.
You got it.
Yeah.
So contentment. So, totally. Yeah, getting perspective.
Yeah.
Trying to find contentment in that season.
Yeah.
Because, sorry, this is the last thing I'll say on this.
Go for it. Like, it's fine. It's a good point.
I'm waffling on.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's like, okay, what if this season doesn't change?
Mm.
What if you are left behind?
Yeah.
Well, are you going to let that defeat you?
Yeah. No.
Like, because we're talking like, oh, it's to get you through. Well, what if circumstances don't change?
Yeah.
So really it does have to be something internal.
Yeah, totally.
Because if...
Yeah, you can't wait for someone to be like, hey, come with me.
Yeah.
Let me show you the rest of your 20s.
Yeah. If we're waiting for an external change.
Yeah.
We might be waiting on the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's true.
In saying that, though, I do think external changes can happen after like an internal change.
Totally.
And so I think it'd be fun to talk about kind of like, okay, so you found yourself, you're not where you want to be. Mm. And I think if this is like two sides of the one coin, you're looking for perspective, you're looking for contentment.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't have to sit down and like accept defeat.
Yeah, no, totally.
And it almost could sound contradictory to right. what we just said.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't have to accept the lot you're given in life.
It's true, yeah.
Like, you look at people who've come from extremely bad set of circumstances.
Yeah.
And who have made amazing things with their life. Yeah. But it's because they had some kind of, like, drive in them.
Yeah, you need that, like, urge to change.
Yeah.
The thing that's maybe stopping you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon every few months or every few years, I find myself in a slump.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, what am I going
to
do?
Yeah, totally. And if it is like, I just need to reflect again about how thankful I am, then that's great. But sometimes it might be like, okay, maybe it's time for like a new job.
Yes.
Like maybe it's time to,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, because it's not that. And I think that's probably where maybe our parents or even our grandparents, the culture was like, you just shut up and you get on with it.
Yes.
And you just keep doing the slog.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not saying like, you know, this is really contextual to what area of your life we're talking.
Yeah.
Like, don't go looking for a new wife.
Yeah. You know, please.
Or a new family.
No.
You know, those things you work on, you don't
leave them.
You don't leave.
No.
But there are some things where it's totally. Like, life's big, life's long.
Yeah.
What can I do to bring positive change in this area?
Yeah.
Like even the other day, I was feeling pretty like defeated just by living in Sydney.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like, you know, over the past year, like my mortgage more than doubled.
Yeah.
I know there's some listeners feeling the
Would
pain.
Be feeling that. Yep. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know, like we've got a little girl, so my wife's only on 2 days a week. So like finances are really tight.
Yeah.
And I was just feeling like, oh God, like what do we do? Like feeling a bit defeated by it, you know, and to be honest, up until that point, my strategy was waiting for an external change.
Yes,
I was like,
okay,
when mortgage rates come down, then life will be sweet.
Yeah.
And it just like,
when someone out of the blue offers you a job offer that's like triple your salary,
exactly.
It'll be great.
But that was kind of my like, let go and let God strategy, which sometimes works, sometimes does not work.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I can't wait any longer for this just to like magically change and some kind of like rescue to come. And so I opened like a note on my phone and I titled it like How to Survive in Sydney Plan.
Stunning.
And I was just like,
he's going to forward it to us all after.
Because I'm a project manager, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I just need to manage my own life at this moment.
Time
like,
to put like, some work. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just jotted down like two areas of our life where I'm like, we've just been waiting for something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Let's move forward in this.
Yeah.
And part of that was like, I'm going to seek some exterior like wisdom on this.
Mm-hmm.
External wisdom.
I didn't even question it.
Thank you. And it's like a big faith journey as well.
Totally.
But the point is like, I'm not just sitting down and like, woe is me.
Yeah. Like there comes a time where you
like,
don't have to... feel discontentment about everything always
at
like
the
you can
and was like right
yeah
what are we gonna do let's
totally.
Do this
yeah
sit down and this is the beautiful thing about frustration
because
it's actually not an inherently negative thing.
No,
it can be like the most beautiful catalyst
to
actually like push you into something
absolutely
great.
Yeah, think about the like revolutions
yeah
in history
yeah
people are frustrated by something.
yeah, there would be no societal change.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't actually make things better.
No.
But
sometimes.
Yeah. Great change.
Yeah.
But at an individual level,
mm-hmm.
If you can harness frustration
yeah.
into something that's like
productive,
yeah. gets a bit of drive,
yeah.
helps you formulate, like you don't need to know the mm-hmm. full pitch up, but yeah. it just helps you take a step.
Yeah.
It's actually a really good thing.
Yeah.
Like, and that's where it's like frustration's my friend.
Mm-hmm.
If it's leading to like unhealthy things,
yeah.
like getting angry, acting out, mm-hmm. using unhealthy coping mechanisms, mm-hmm. like drinking or porn or
yeah.
Being mean to people.
Yeah.
then you know it's actually not good in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be
mm.
really a gift
yeah.
to kick you in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think on the like frustrations thing or mm-hmm. kind of, I guess, like if we want to talk about kind of setting goals
yeah.
in a way that doesn't
yeah.
isn't going to always lead to like
yeah.
feeling so much pressure about
yeah.
like needing to get everything done.
Yeah.
I was like just like learning to like really kind of what you were talking about before,
mm.
like bring God in and like really yield and surrender.
Yeah.
And be like, right now I am in this season.
Yeah.
You know, like eventually I want to, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do this. But just like really like actually surrendering and those dreams.
He will do so much in yeah. that yielding season.
Yeah.
Like I've watched people bounce from one thing to the next.
Yeah.
And uproot themselves
mm-hmm.
prematurely.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. sure, they might have moved on to the next exciting thing. But that they're actually the depth and the character that would have been built into them.
Yeah.
They miss that.
Yeah.
And so the least sexiest seasons are actually the best for us.
Yeah.
Because you plot it out.
Yeah,
and
it's true.
And something deep happens in you
yeah.
when you walk it out.
Yeah.
So, and you'll have those fun seasons.
Yeah,
Don't you worry.
Yeah.
You'll have your 6 months in Japan. Yeah.
You'll have your Euro summer. It'll be great. Awesome. Send photos. Actually, don't.
Do not.
It's like photos. We're in July right now, so... I'm actually glad
yeah.
that we're all off socials because all the people that are yeah. frolicking can just frolic.
I can think of like 3 friends who are doing
yeah.
more than a month in Europe.
Yeah, same.
And God bless them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
The only Congrats. European summer I'm going to get is the Olympics.
Oh.
Yeah.
Starts on Friday.
Yes.
I hope everyone's ready for the SYD
Start
Life
on Friday?
Yeah.
Oh.
The opening ceremony, I think.
What time?
Oh my gosh. We tried to figure it out.
Better be humane.
I want. Think it's either early Saturday morning
oh, okay.
or like Friday afternoon.
Okay.
But
I'll take it.
It yeah. might, everything might be
yeah.
wrong that I'm saying. Mm. But yeah, and so I think that like to talk on our behalf, the one thing that we'd want yeah. people to take away is just yeah. that like perspective is so yeah. important.
Yeah.
In like grounding yourself in where, like
yeah.
what phase of life you're in.
Yeah.
To then like thrive in that phase of life.
Yeah. Just and I think a practical thing to bring mm-hmm. perspective is... take a moment,
mm-hmm.
sit down,
yeah,
and write a list.
Absolutely.
Sometimes until you see it in front of you,
yeah.
it's happening in the background.
Yeah.
Write a list of all the good things
yeah.
that are happening in this season.
It's so...
All the good
yeah.
people around you.
Yeah.
Or if you stick it out, what will come of
mm-hmm.
it. And that can really help.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
if you need to stick it on your... bathroom mirror so you see it every day.
Yeah.
Because you're really struggling.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do it because
yep.
it's worth it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good.
Great.
Thank you, Shah.
So I'm Gen Z.
Yes. We know. Okay.
I need to make like a compilation of
really
like every
identity.
Time I've been like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are a millennial.
Yes.
But there's a new generation that is kind of old enough to like have an identity now. Which is Gen Alpha.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they have, like, memes and they have
yeah,
things that are, like, trademarked to them now.
Yeah. 13-year-olds are alive.
They're alive.
Yep.
And there's,
what,
like...
What is the bracket, actually?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Because...
Should I Google it?
People... Yeah, people... Yeah. My Connect group are 15 and they
mm-hmm.
say that they're Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is true, but I don't know what is the case.
Mm.
Tyler is Googling for the audio viewers.
What is the Gen Alpha
age gap? Because it's like
ready?
The iPad kids.
2010 to 2024. Oh, it's capped. There's a new gen next year. Gen Sigma.
Oh, gosh. That is actually the first thing.
Wait, so 2010. So we're talking about 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Which, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, yeah. I think the thing is that they have social media now.
Yeah.
Gen Alpha have social media now. So they've bled into the waterways of the other generations. And there's this lingo that has come out.
Into the waterways. Wow.
I'm a writer.
That was beautiful.
Thanks.
It's quite the graphic. Yeah, no, go on.
Okay. So I wanted to kind of like discuss some of the slang that they've like gifted us. So the first one is like the alpha, sigma, beta thing.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that sigma was a thing, but sigma is the step above alpha.
Really?
So sigma is like, so you can be the alpha male and then you can be sigma, which is like
okay, 'cause I thought best sigma
of the best.
So okay, so the goat is the sigma.
Yeah.
Greatest of all time goat.
Yeah, it's like the...
Okay, so is goat a Gen Z or a millennial
thing? We use goat.
Wow, I feel like it's a both.
Yeah, I think it would be.
We can share.
Cute.
A point of common
ground. Wow, that's guys.
That's so sweet.
Literally, stop. Stop the
okay,
music.
Okay, so Sigma is... Okay.
Sigma, and oh, like it good. Has taken a lot of conversations with the young people in my life to
figure that
to
out.
Confirm that. Yeah.
That is what colloquialisms, often people can't actually explain what they are.
But because people, the saying now is what the Sigma.
What the Sigma.
And I think that just means like you're on top.
Oh, okay.
But also it's just things that people say now.
Can you imagine being ESL and trying to figure this out?
Like
you'll be like, or they ate.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine being ESL and being like,
what do you mean?
What did they eat?
Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's constant. It's English is a silly language. Okay. The next one is, okay, so, and then there's alpha and then beta. If someone says you're beta, go cry in the corner. That means you suck. Like, that means you're like the worst. Because the Greek alphabet is alpha, beta.
Yeah, so you're second.
Yeah, but it's like.
At least you're not an omega. That's like the last.
I know, but they don't know that yet.
Yeah, okay.
They've only made it
they'll
to alpha.
That. They'll get
they'll
there.
They'll get there.
They made it to beta.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, okay.
The next thing is brain rot. Apparently, this has come from Gen Alpha. I love this one.
Yeah, which I think you're on your way to.
Hey, no.
What's that? You scroll so much.
Yeah, that you just like live in these colloquialisms.
Yeah.
It's like someone... said what the sigma and then someone's like what that what's that and they went brain rot. It's like
yeah
it's everywhere yeah. But I really love that. It's such an insult among like our generations if someone's like oh like you just said to me if someone's like oh you're like that's you're brain rot. It's like yeah. How dare you.
Well, I
touch
happens,
grass
though.
Here's me throwing another one in. I touch grass. Touching grass is like you need to go out into the nature, like go touch some grass. Like, put your phone down.
You need to get back to reality.
Like, put your phone down. Like, go touch some grass.
Oop, there goes gravity. There's an M&M reference. Yeah, yeah.
There we go. Which I also really like this one.
I don't think they coined that, but they probably...
But they use it a lot. Yeah.
Okay. I love that. I love finding the history.
Yeah.
Like, that's so niche.
I know. I think like it's, like, very creative. We're getting a very creative generation coming through.
It's very niche. But it's good to see, like, where things have... Because all the colloquialisms were about, like, agricultural, industrial.
Yeah.
Like,
it's true. It's just like, maybe we're going back to simpler times.
No, it's just the platform's changed. You know.
Well, so there's some education for
good
us
to know.
All.
Thank you. I hope that's helped.
I know.
I hope
yeah.
That's made your day.
Hope so. Hope all of the above has
absolutely. Thanks, Shah. That was a great conversation today.
Yeah.
I hope that's helped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I encourage you to... do that exercise we talked about.
Yes.
To help with that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But we love you guys. And we hope to see you next time for another SYD Life podcast.
Yeah. Let's go touch some grass.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is produced by C3 SYD Church. We exist to know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. For information, head to c3syd.church. And for more content, go to @sydlife.podcast. Help us reach more people in Sydney by sharing this episode with a friend. See you next time.